This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I hope you're continuing to read through the Bible along with others. I've benefited from my reading of God's Word and preparing these programs. If you've benefited from it, I would appreciate hearing from you. Email me, ludgolds@outlook.com. I have a booklet that'll help you read and study God's Word that you can download from my website, gettinggodsmessage.org. Today we start the book of Esther. She was chosen by God for a special purpose. Most of us are very commonplace, and yet we too have a special place in God's plan. Edward Everett Hale once wrote, "I am only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. What I can do, I ought to do. What I ought to do, by the grace of God, I will do." Esther was uniquely in a position to save her people from the wicked plans of Haman. Her chances to do so were slim. But the urgency of the cause gripped her. She became willing to take her stand, even if it meant death. Her historic words, "I will go, and if I perish, I perish," have become an inspiration to many great men and women of God who succeeded in their mission. They took their stand as Esther did, rather than succumb under the attack of the enemy. First, choose to submit to God. Then choose His will at all times and in all details as you serve. Choices are seldom easy. Making the right choice, however, can totally change your future as well as that of many others around you. Knowing God's Word is invaluable in making right choices.